Carolina Sandelberg had endured the great trials of life, yet she came to realize that day by day our Savior is with us. Hear the story of her great hymn in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
Carolina Sandel, the daughter of Lutheran pastor Jonas Sandel, was born on October 3, 1832, and died at the age of 70 in Stockholm, Sweden. Carolina was always weak and feeble. Instead of playing outside with friends, as children are wont to do, she remained inside the home at her father's pastoral study. This time alone with him contributed much to the love she had in her heart for her father. Sandel would later become the sweet hymnist of Sweden, writing in the days of Fanny Crosby of America and Frances Havergal of England. No doubt our heritage of hymns was sweetened by the gracious spirit of godly women. Tragedy, as is often also the case in our hymnology, struck her family when she was 26. Carolina was accompanying her father on a boat trip across Lake Vättern, during which he fell overboard and drowned in her presence. Sandel would later marry C.O. Berg in 1867 at the age of 35. But the memory of her father's death would not be easily erased from memory or mollified by time. Rather than fellowshipping with her questions and turning away from the Savior, she wrote her feelings on paper, for others to see, to enter the ministry of Israel's sweet psalmist, to help broken spirits, who also would endure life's greatest trials. Of the 650 hymns she wrote and published, Day by Day was given perpetuity by God. The Lord intended this song's use for generations. Oscar Anfelt, who set many of her verses to music, would play his guitar and sing her hymns throughout Scandinavia. As revival was sweeping Scandinavia in the 1850s, the sweet balm of Berg's music was being spiritually applied. Day by day, she learned to trust, to depend, and to rest upon the Lord. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength she found to meet her trials here. Trusting in her father's wise bestowment, she had no cause for worry or for fear. She said, "He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest." And so God's grace that met her experience day by day became her everyday experience. Writing, she said, "Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made." Day by day and every day, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us, till we reach the promised land and meet those whose passing makes us sorrow. Our heavenly friend, the Lord Jesus, will stick closer than a brother and will care for us day by day. What a Savior, what a story, and what a heritage of hymns.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.